Years of learning and growing, we must leave Hillman. But what Hillman stands for is something we must never forget. Hillman taught us that education is not just a privilege, it's a responsibility. For every one of us sitting here today, there are many more living with no hope, no dreams, no future. And so we must ask ourselves one important question.
Who had the Western omelet with spicy sausage?
Oh, no, I gotta try it again.
Good morning, fellow
graduates. Come on, my little valedictorian. Save it for the 4,000 people who'll be hanging on your every word.
Baby, what did I tell you about playing with my tassel in public?
What's wrong with you?
It's not fair. This graduation will not be the same without Ron. He should be here.
He should have taken that history course.
Whitley, when I left him this morning, he was as down as I'd ever seen him.
My fellow graduates!
Good to see you, babe.
How you feeling?
Hey,
how you doing? Good to see you.
Excuse me. Where did you get this cap and gown?
Graduations are us.
I'm all set.
Ron, you're gonna march? You are perpetrating a serious fraud, man.
What if the dean sees you?
My father paid $55,495 to see me cross that stage, and I'm gonna cross that stage.
And what are you gonna do when they don't call your name?
Do you know how many Johnsons there are in this school?
But Ron, your old man is gonna see that it's not true.
Now, my man's not gonna see much of anything. He's got 20 over 200 vision. And tragically, last night, he left his eyeglasses in my pocket.
Well, I think you are a sick, mixed-up individual, but I'm glad you're here, man.
Yeah. Even if it's not for real, Ron, walk proud and stand tall.
That's right.
Good morning, graduates. The time has come for you to face the future. You do look wonderful. And I might add, so do I. Form a line, please, and let us commence.
Dwayne, I want you to have this for your speech. It's lucky parsley.
Thank you, Mr. Gaines. It's parsley, huh? Never had parsley before.
Well, Miss Thing, so you finally made it out of here.
Graduating with honors, I might add. Thank you very much.
You've done good, Whitley. I'm really proud of you.
Would you repeat that?
No.
You know, I deserve an award. Best performance as a graduate.
Next year, I think I'll graduate as an MBA from Harvard.
Ron, you got really lucky your dad's gone. Things could have gotten ugly.
I followed up with hook, line, and sinker. He was beaming when he left here. He won't even need his headlights to get on.
Here they are. Zoom up, cool. And boom, Lord. Hey, yeah. And thank you, Lord.
Well, let's have some champagne. It's on the house.
Woo-hoo! Oh, Dwayne, your speech, it moved me, man. Really moved me.
Not far enough.
You know, you ought to be ashamed of yourself masquerading as a scholar, soiling the sanctity and solemnity of this ceremony. Good thing you don't have a list.
Graduate, I think our valedictorian and his lovely lady should lead you all in the graduation two-step.
Yay! The future, Mr. Wayne.
Ooh, that sounds promising.
Ooh, enough of this.
Graduation to let it in.
Oh, but no, Dad, they need you at the dealership.
No, they don't. Sam can take care of it. I'm staying one more day.
Uh-uh.
Hey, stud, where you been all night?
Where haven't I been? My pops dragged me to every joint in town. And then when all the joints closed down, he took me to the Chevy car dealership and we watched the sun come up.
Where is he now?
He's asleep in his hotel room with this stupid smile on his face. I'm so glad he's leaving this afternoon because he's wearing me out.
Hey, well, you know, sooner or later, he's gonna want to know the truth. Have you thought about what you're gonna say to him? That's a start. Hey, bud.
Hey, bud.
What are you looking in the classifieds for? You already have a job.
I'm looking for an apartment. With the money I'm getting from AHI Industries, I can afford my own place and move away from that moose.
But you're moving away from me, too.
Oh, Dwayne, think about it. No roommates. Privacy. We can be closer.
Here's one with a continuous cleaning office. Oh, look at this one. This one is close to your job. Oh, look at this one down here. This is the one.
We have a lifetime to share.
Yeah, but we waited an eternity already, man. Don't answer the phone. Don't you answer.
Hello? Hello, Miss Abernathy.
Hello, Miss Abernathy.
This is business. Yes? Yes, well, that's...
Come with me to the Casbah.
Yes, I can get back to you by 3.
3 o'clock.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What was that all about?
That was my boss. She's been transferred to the New York office.
Oh, so who's your new boss? Hey, it better not be a guy. I don't want to know about that.
She wants me to go with her day after tomorrow.
Wow. I guess your apartment will be a little further away than we thought, huh?
It's the head office. What I've been working for all this time. I'm not going.
Whitley, you cannot pass this
up. I can't leave you, Dwayne.
Baby, I made my career decisions. You have to make yours.
What is that supposed to mean?
That means that we each have to do what we have to do.
So just stuff me in a box and ship me UPS, why don't you?
Wait a minute. I'm trying to be supportive.
I don't want you to be supportive. I want you to be torn up and sad that I'm leaving.
Oh, so you going? That was quick.
You just told me to go.
Since when do you do everything I say?
Well, why don't you say what you mean and mean what you say? Tell me the truth, Dwayne. You want to mess around with other women?
Oh, Whitney, don't put that on me. No, that's exactly what you want to do. You want to go up to Madison Avenue with your frou-frou designer clothes and strut around, strut around.
What's wrong with the way I dress?
Baby, this is not about the way you dress. If you don't take this job, you'll never forgive yourself or me.
Well, what about us?
We'll work it out.
Do you think we can work it out?
Absolutely, honey. New York is only a 6-7 hour bus ride.
I'm gonna miss your eternal optimism.
I'm gonna miss all the nights we never spent together.
Well, if you and Whitley ever have need of a catered affair, like an engagement party, I make a mean, heart-shaped meatloaf.
Well, that won't be happening anytime soon, Mr. Gaines. Whitley is taking a job in New York.
Oh, so you two gonna be a par?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, that reminds me of this picture show, Sin on 7th Avenue. It's about a small-town couple, Betty and Bob, struggling to build their dream house. Betty is a gifted seamstress, moves off to build their fortune in the garment district. She falls in love with her boss, Zachariah. Meanwhile, Bob is laying the first brick to their love nest when he hears the news that Betty has run off to Niagara Falls with Zach.
Yeah.
Now, you know what that means.
Mr. Gaines, I really don't need to hear the rest.
Oh, no. They get back together.
They do?
Yes. 65 years later. Bob is in this rest home, and this lady comes in to do the drapes.
Betty.
Yes, the same Betty. They kiss. He tells her he loves her, and then dies.
That's it?
Oh, no, there's more. She sells him the most beautiful funeral suit. Now, that's the end. So, you see, true love can stand the test of time.
Oh, I feel so much better now, Mr.
Son, I am so proud. I waited 22 years for this moment. These two cigars here are part of the batch that I handed out on the day you were born. I never thought I'd be prouder until I saw you walk across that stage, diploma in your hand. That was me. Now, before I leave, I want to stop by your place and pick up your diploma.
Diploma?
I want to have it blown up poster size so your grandma, Verna, can read it.
You're going to show my diploma to Nana?
Yes. She's been living for this moment. Her only grandson, a college graduate.
Yes, I am.
Look, I think we should go now, hit the road. Son, I love you.
Yeah, I love you too, Pop.
Graduate.
Hey, Pop, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I don't have my diploma because I didn't graduate.
You what?
If you've been injured in an auto...
Pop, say something. Pop, would you say something?
$55,495.
I'll pay you back every cent.
Why in hell didn't you graduate?
Well, I didn't take European history.
European history?
Well, I know it sounds stupid, but...
It certainly does. You mean to tell me you missed one measly little course in European history and they didn't let my boy graduate?
Can you believe it?
Who is responsible for this outrage?
His name is Dean Winston.
What kind of car does he drive?
Well, I don't know, Dad, but Dean Winston is the smartest guy in the faculty.
Uh-huh.
He's the head of the history
uh-huh.
department. He wrote some major book on the civil rights movement.
Uh-huh.
And he's got a PhD in psychology.
So does every good car salesman.
Don't be silly.
Oh, shook it now.
Dean Winston, my son has made me aware of the current state of affairs. No European history, no diploma.
That is correct.
Winston, I come from plain, simple folk. Although I did read that fine book you wrote on civil rights.
Thank you.
Did you know that Ron's aging grandmother, Verna May, is a close personal friend of Rosa Parks? And she would have been on that bus that fateful day in Alabama, but she decided to take a cab.
What's your point?
Dean Winston, I'm just a plain, simple car dealer. But I always believed in one thing. Even though I could have made a fortune selling those little fancy foreign sports cars, but I always believed in one thing. What did I always tell you, son?
There's a sucker born every minute.
There's a sucker? No, buy American. No wonder my poor son here couldn't bring himself to take a course in European history.
Yeah, because if it was American history, I'd have been there.
America, America, God shed his grace on thee.
What are these?
They're car keys, they're American, and they're yours.
Well, I've never seen anything quite like this. Get out of my office.
Shalisa, I don't think I made the right decision.
Well, don't think, just pack.
I know this is a great opportunity, but part of me wishes that Dwayne had asked me to stay.
Whitley, that's the last of your beauty salon. Can I take you to the airport?
I don't leave until tomorrow.
But it's good to get there nice and early. You know, I'm gonna go and get you some more packing boxes, okay? Yes. See you
there. Hey! Ta-da!
I had this frame for you.
Ta-da! Kimberly, it's your anatomical mate. Ben, how I hated it so. I think of you every time I look at it. As you know, I'm not very materialistic, but I got this for you. Careful, it's really powerful. Woo woo.
I know you can feel it.
It's a crystal and it's very spiritual. It's a symbol of friendship and it's going to give you so much positive energy.
Also, on the subway, it doubles as a blunt instrument.
I wielded it in good health, Winifred. So, tell me, what is going on with you and Dwayne? Is it the old Splitsville? It's okay, Kimberly. We've talked about it, and we're gonna work it out. He's not gonna see other women. Besides, New York is only a 6-7 hour bus ride away.
Not on Fridays.
Well, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Well, if that's what you believe, then why do you call it quits with my cousin Matthew?
I didn't call it quits. We're just taking a break for the summer.
Well, why, Kim?
We'll talk about this later, okay?
Fine.
All right.
Okay.
Hey. Well, Whitley has a lot of packing to do.
Back.
We should go.
Yeah, a lot of packing. Well, I'm gonna miss you both.
Peace, my sister.
Winifred.
I'll write you in London.
You better, Kimberly. Oh. And listen, I want you to catch a nice, handsome doctor.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
What about my cousin?
Let's go see.
We can work it out. We can work it out. We can work it out.
Come on, Imelda. Let's go pack up those shoes.
Oh, what a great night.
What are you so happy about?
Dwayne, you had to see it, man. It was beautiful. The way my pops and I worked over Dean Winston, it was like spontaneous combustion.
Wait a minute, Dean Winston's gonna give you a degree?
What, are you stupid? He threw us both out of his office. But we landed on the pavement together.
Yeah, together.
Now, what's wrong with you?
She's in there packing. It's like watching a movie I don't want to see.
She's really leaving, huh?
She has to, Ron. It doesn't make it any easier. You know, I never imagined myself being with someone like Whitley. And now I can't imagine being without her.
Do you want to hug me?
That's not going to get it, Ron.
Well, between you, Ma Bell, and Greyhound, y'all going to be hanging tight.
I don't know, man. Anything can happen when two people are really far apart.
But you two have something special.
Realistically, Ron, what kind of life is a weekend relationship? I mean, even if I can get there on weekends, I'll be carrying a full course load teaching classes all week. Probably just drift apart, you know? It might be better if I break it off now before either of us gets too hurt. Seems like a no-win situation.
No-win situation? Well, then why don't we just go call the honeys?
I don't want honeys, man. I want Whitley.
No, you don't. Not if you want to give up on her so easily.
Well, I don't want to give up on her. Who said I was giving up? Did you hear me say I was giving up on her? Well, then be quiet, then. Quiet?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be.
This is the final morning call, flight 732 from New York.
Hey, baby, listen. Next Friday after my last class, I'll jump on a bus. I'll be in your arms by midnight. Okay?
I have a seminar next weekend.
Oh. Well, in the weekend after that, I'm coming.
We'll see.
You okay?
Just been thinking about us, Dwayne, and maybe we should just make this goodbye.
Goodbye?
It's easier that way.
Baby, I thought we were gonna work this out.
Bye, Dwayne.
Whitley!
I'm sorry, passengers only.
Whitley!
me.